This is VA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court will hear arguments in April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. The justice's order Wednesday maintains a hold on preparations for a trial focused on Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss. Israel and Hamas indicate no deal is imminent after U.S. President Joe Biden signals a Gaza ceasefire could be close. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A Hamas official played down any sense of progress, saying the group wouldn't soften its demands. The president's remarks came on the eve of the Michigan primary, where he faces pressure from the state's large Arab American population over his staunch support for Israel's offensive. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said,
We're closer today than we were yesterday, but no, the I's haven't been crossed and the T's haven't been dotted. As I said, we don't have a deal. And we're trying to get one, and we're trying to push this over the finish line.
The potential deal could see a six-week pause in fighting, in which Hamas would release dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met on Wednesday with Serbia's president, as well as Bosnia's prime minister and Moldova's president in Albania. Zelensky arrived overnight to join a summit of 11 countries from southeastern Europe, along with officials from the European Union and other international organizations. It was the latest stop in an international tour that saw him in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday to push for a peace plan and the return of prisoners of war from Russia.